Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 128 talking about princes. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, great sages. All of them say, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva all hold. Kulo seviri lahu, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. All hold that all the people of Israel are considered princes. Abai proceeds to demonstrate his assertion, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had Amran, that this is the view of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is evident from that which they stated before in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon also subscribes to this because it says in the Mishnah, Ditznan b'nei melachim sach and agavi makosein shem and vared. Princes may smear rose oil on their wounds on the Shabbos, shekin dark and shall b'nei melachim lasoch b'chol, for such as their custom smear rose oil on their bodies, even on weekdays. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. All of Israel are princes, therefore any Jew may apply rose oil to his wounds on the Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva also talk about it because they learned in a Mishnah, in a Brisa, that if creditors had a claim against him for 1,000 money, he was clothed in a very expensive cloak. We take the cloak, we clothe him instead of a cloak that is sustainable to him. But it was taught in a Brisa in the name that all of Israel are fit for that expensive cloak. The borrower is therefore not required to sell it for a less expensive one. The idea here is to keep in mind and to remember that we're all princes and princesses of Hashem. We are all royalty. We are all Hashem's children. It's so important to keep in mind, especially when there's so much argument, so much anger, and so much hate debating between all different types of sects of people, between different types of Judaic sects, and between different types of parties and political or whatnot. We make the fundamental mistake of hating people rather than disagreeing on their views, or hating their basis rather than disagreeing with what they hold or their opinions or their words. The article Vidoy talks about it in the back, and it always resonated with me, that it says we make the terrible error of hating people instead of their actions, or having such anger against people and their essence, besides for thinking about their actions. We tend to think in black and white instead of areas of the shade of gray, thinking that a person is all good or all bad, forgetting that people can be fundamentally good and do very bad things, instead of thinking that there are very bad people who do good things. We have to remember that we come as a tabula rusa, lahavdil, they explain in philosophy, we come as a blank slate. We come with an neshama that's pure, and over time we may make mistakes and make it black, but it's still mostly white with some black, as opposed to thinking that we're fully black with mostly with a little bit of white. If we remember, as the Gemara points out, that we're all princes, we all have Tzelem Elokim, we all have the divine spark, we all have the essence of Hashem within us, we should be understanding and remember to have the proper respect towards one another. Even if you fundamentally disagree with people, doesn't mean you should hate the person. It means that you might disagree with their opinion, but you cannot hate the person. We get so vile, so virulent, and so violent when it comes to different views. We forget the fact that we're all human. We all have the divine spark. Hashem, God, implanted with us souls, and we're all humans. We should all think about each other. Remember that we're all princes. We all come from royalty. We're all Hashem's ambassadors to make the world a better place. If we realize that, we could get rid of Sin Achinam, which is the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. In every generation that it's not rebuilt, it's because we didn't get rid of Sin Achinam. If we have Ahavat Chinam, we love each other unconditionally, and we can disagree, of course, but fundamentally love each other, maybe we could finally bring the Beis HaMikdash back in our day, hopefully maybe soon, speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 129 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.